One of the largest university systems in the country issued updated rules around campus protests this week. The University of California saw violent protests last semester around the war in Gaza on at least one campus. Billy Cruz of KQED talked to students and campus community members about how they view the new guidelines.
Wednesday was move-in day at UC Berkeley, and grad student Shivani Nishar was greeting incoming freshmen with a little history lesson.
We're hoping to just introduce students and community members to the rich history of activism and organizing on campus so they can get plugged in based on their interests.
Nishar is participating in an event that encourages students to get involved in activism. For her, the updated UC protest policies were top of mind.
I think it's an extremely wrong step to be taking. It's a very flawed policy.
The updated rules were issued by UC System President Michael Drake. He called on campuses to enforce a zero-tolerance policy around encampments on school grounds. Other rules include a ban on using a mask to hide your identity and a ban on blocking walkways or access to university spaces. Last spring, college campuses across the country saw a wave of protests around Israel's war in Gaza. At UCLA, a clash between pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators turned violent.
As in all policies, enforcement will be really important.
Rabbi Adam Naftalin Kelman is the executive director of Berkeley Hillel, a Jewish campus organization.
I appreciate the clarity provided by the administration and President Drake's regarding how they will support all the students to ensure they can be on campus and express their whole selves without fear of intimidation and threats, including Jewish students.
Others question how enforceable the updated rules really are. Benjamin Lynch, a researcher at UCLA and pro-Palestinian activist, doesn't think it's realistic to ban encampments and masks.
This is going to be like trying to enforce jaywalking or something. It's only ever going to be used against specific people to politically target, you know, anyone critical of the administration.
Several schools already have similar rules in place. UC President Drake told campus leaders the UC system still supports freedom of speech and expression so long as it's done with the safety of others in mind. For NPR News, I'm Billy Cruz in Berkeley, California.